Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet, I know. Sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong wind may blow, but I the word. What you gonna tell them, do it? Everywhere I go, what you gonna say? What you gonna say, Greater Traveler's Rest? That I found a Savior, and He. Come on, in spite of what you're going through, help me say He's sweet. I know.
Hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all turned down. Hurt and abused.
Okay.
I can't face what left to do. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let's speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. This is Care Broadcast Radio Network. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Now, why are we uncensored? Hallelujah. Because we preach and we teach the true and the unadulterated word of the living God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We preach the true and the unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. If it's bitter, it's just bitter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every time you take medicine, it ain't going to be sweet. Hallelujah. Praise God. It ain't going to always taste good. Hallelujah, praise God. Everything that tastes good ain't good for you. Hallelujah, praise God. And just because it don't taste good don't mean it ain't good for you. Praise God, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and open up with the word of prayer on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together tonight and congregate in your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, we ask that you come in. Hallelujah. And you move in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, allow all of us to decrease so that you can increase. Allow all of us to take a seat so that you can stand up, Lord. And we thank you tonight. And we praise your high and your holy name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. It is a blessing once again to be on the line. Once again, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, Uncensored. I am your host tonight, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and it is a blessing, hallelujah, praise God, to be in the presence of the living God on tonight. For he said in his word, when two or more come together in his name, that he is in the midst, he is in the middle, praise God. And I believe that he is in the middle of this tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to believe it for yourself that he's here. Because if God is here, anything can happen. Hallelujah. When we were on our old network, we had a theme song. Anything can happen in here. Praise God. Why? Because the presence of God is wherever Jesus was, the very presence of God, wherever he was, a miracle was taking place. Hallelujah. There was some healing being done. There was some blind eyes being opened. Hallelujah. There were some demons being rebuked and bound. Hallelujah. And cast out. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. So you got to believe for yourself that we are in the presence of the living God. And tonight, hallelujah, whatever breakthrough you've been asking for, hallelujah, praise God, whatever answer you've been asking God for, you know the question you've been asking him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever he's been wanting to deal with you on, you better believe it's going to happen on tonight because he is here. He is in the midst. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are blessed tonight. Praise God. The Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Hallelujah. Which is a CAB broadcast radio network. We want, hallelujah, amen. And we are happy tonight. Praise God. To bring to you. Hallelujah, amen. Our brother in Christ, praise, hallelujah, Evangelist Will Davis, W.L. Davis, praise God, will be bringing forth a message on tonight. But let me tell you a little bit about him, hallelujah, praise God. Evangelist Davis, praise God, is a member of CARE Church Incorporated, praise God, hallelujah. He is also, amen, has his own ministry, the Wings of a Dove Ministry, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He is a man of God, and he is my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm going to introduce to some, praise God, and I am going to present to others none other than the very own Evangelist Will Davis. Praise God. Amen. It is in your hand, Evangelist Davis. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. How's everybody tonight? Glory to God. I am indeed privileged and honored to speak on the behalf of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Through a series of growth and events and situations that you go through in life, you begin to learn that it's not about you, and it's not about me tonight. Hallelujah. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Christ our Savior, the Messiah. That's what this is all about, glory to God, hallelujah. So you have Evangelist W.L. Davis right here, hallelujah, the dove of love, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm a member of CARE Ministries where our awesome, wonderful pastor, Pastor Mac Page, glory to God, resides as pastor. Glory to God. And I just want to thank God for hallelujah, every one of you on the line tonight. I want to thank God for every one of you, whether you're an apostle, prophet, evangelist, preacher, teacher. Glory to God. Every one of you. There's no little I's and big U's in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We're all children of God. Glory to God. And I think sometimes we get it mixed up. Sometimes we let certain titles and what have you go to our heads. But, you know, God sees us, hallelujah, as members of his body. And he gives us those gifts as he sees fit. Glory to God. So I am delighted, hallelujah, to be on the line tonight and to have you as my guest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Prevost, for introducing me. Glory to God. And
amen.
And everyone out there, thank you for listening in. Glory to God. On last week, we talked about love. We talked about the need of love. We talked about the proclivity of love. We talked about the awesomeness of love. We talked about the truth of love. Glory to God. And we're going to continue that conversation on tonight. There's many, many things that we can talk about. But, you know, we need, one thing that we need desperately is the love of God. The love of God. We need that fellowship with God, our Father. Hallelujah. So that the Holy Spirit can shed abroad that love in our hearts so we can share it with each other. And, you know, it's a lot of saints out there that's showing love. Glory to God. I'm not talking to, you know, folks like nobody showing love, nobody sacrificing. That is simply not true. It's a whole lot of love in this world, a whole lot, way more than you might think, you know. But whenever the world is down on you, like Frankie Beverly and May say, love is somewhere around. You can believe that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So on last week, we came from the 1 John chapter 4, and I'd ask for those of you all that would like to follow along, because I have some scriptures that you can look up of this message I'm about to bring that will clarify and verify everything that the Lord is about to use me to say. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. God is truth. So if you know God, you're going to hear us. You're going to hear me. But if you don't know God, you're not going to be very interested even though you're listening. Why? Simply because you don't know God. You don't have the spirit of God, and you can't appreciate the things of God. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that where you are is where you'll end up. Because we're all going through to go to something or somewhere. Glory to God. So we all grow. One man plant it, another man water it. God, give the increase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I could start this thing off and tell you about so many things that has happened to me in my life, so many things that have crushed, tried to crush and hurt me, and so many betrayals and so many lies spoken against me. You know what? I could do that, but then it would be about me, and it's not about me. I have a God that has my back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here today, all the stuff I've been through. But, you know, even though and some of you, my family members, know some of the personal things I've been through, but even those things pale in comparison to what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. We have no idea. We think about how he was crucified on the cross, and you know, we sometimes might visualize, oh, it must have been painful, the nails going through his hands. But we have no idea the kind of suffering our Lord and Savior really went through. We have no idea. That was a dark, dark, sorrowful day. Hallelujah. And if we think that our Heavenly Father, who even the heavens can't contain, is going to allow that to go unpunished, I'm talking about in judgment. Because, see, we're in a dispensation of grace right now. Because we're not seeing punishment right now, you know, some of us think we're getting away with something. But let Brother Willie, the dove of love, tell you, we're not getting away with anything. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't tell you the truth. Amen? So, let us gird up our minds tonight. Hallelujah. Put our thinking cap on. Glory to God. Because we're going somewhere. Hallelujah. You know, there's a song that I really like by Kim. And it simply says, it's a beautiful world. He says, and I like that title because, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's a beautiful world. I'm reminded of the song that Louis Armstrong sings. It's a beautiful world. Y'all know I'm from New Orleans. It's a beautiful world. And it can be beautiful depending on what type of eyes you're looking through. Glory to God. But Kim simply says, will you walk out on water or will you breathe on heaven's door? Will you leave a path to follow or will you lead a path to war? You know, the power of life and death is in our tongue. And either we will leave a path to follow like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did, or we're going to create a path to war. If we hold on to our hurts and our sorrows and our pain, we will minister out of our feelings, our hurt, our sorrow, and our pain. And before you know it, we'll be accusing this one, that one, you know, just like the devil, the accuser of the brethren almost. Okay? So, you know, we have to let that go. You know what the Holy Spirit told me this evening? He said, you know, I want you to especially address some of my daughters of Zion, and even my daughters who don't realize they're my daughters yet, who've been abused, disappointed, misused, raped by their stepfathers, mother's boyfriends, all of this kind of stuff. That's a devastating hurt. But Christ died for your pain. He died for what you're going through. Cast all of your cares and your burdens on him. Go to the Lord. Tell him all about it. Stay close to him. He will heal your hurt and your pain. He will take away that PTSD that you're struggling with. Hallelujah. God is love. I used to wonder myself, why? How could he allow some of these things to happen to me? But it was all in the making of a general. You know, we have to go through an olive press. We have to go through a Garden of Gethsemane experience, you know. It calls God to perfect us through suffering and pain. Glory to God. And we all know suffering and pain don't feel too good. Now, some of God's children who are real obedient, they can sidestep some of that suffering and pain. You know, some of us who had the hard head, you know, that something's off now, we already know. But bless God. It's the Dove of Love on the line tonight. Simply saying that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. That's 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. God will separate, hallelujah, the wheat from the tares. My brother Alexis, there was a statement I made about the church and how we were, you know, just moving with the limp, kind of, you know, really struggling there. And brother mentioned how that God's children, which is paramount, is wheat, as opposed to tares, which are individuals that are in the church who's spying, trying to cause confusion, going through, doing all kind of different things. But he differentiated that the church itself is winning. The church is winning. The church itself is winning. And God will separate the wheat from the tares. God will separate the wheat from the tares in the end time. So sometimes we think, oh, my, this is a tear. We need to throw this out the church, and it's actually a wheat. I don't know how many of God's children been kicked out of churches when they were really wheat, a child of God.
But they thought they were
doing God a favor by kicking you out. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, a man may fail in judgment from time to time, but God never fails.
Go back
to the Lord. Find another church.
You know,
it's about the fellowship with the Lord anyway. Okay? Because no matter what church you're at, if your fellowship with the Lord is not what it's supposed to be, you're not going to get very much out of the church anyway.
I mean, you could be in one of the
most popular mega churches in the world with one of the most powerful preachers in the world.
But
if your relationship and your walk with the Lord is not right, then you're not going to get your maximized benefits from that church.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth
not God, for God is love.
Amen.
God is love.
I mean, you
have to be love.
I mean,
how long do he love me?
He loved you to death.
Even the death on the cross.
Speaking of
crucifixion,
that's the most excruciating, painful death
ever known to man.
I don't know, that is not
something that we want to experience and go through. That is not something. Hallelujah. But the Lord went through it. He went through it for us, so we wouldn't have to. That's love. Took our place.
People bring their worry
and carnal mentality right to the church.
And,
you know, we begin to compete with one another. Begin to compete with one another.
That's the joy of our time. All we can expect. People begin to compete with each other.
People begin to, hallelujah, bring the worldly and corner ways right into the church.
You know,
speaking of worldly and corner ways, the good Lord have nothing to do with,
because
God is a spirit and he's a holy spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. We heard about the situation in Detroit where right in the church, the preacher evidently asked for $1,000 offering or some tithes of $1,000 or whatever, I don't know. And a big old fight broke out in the church. That's not an example of carnality in worldly ways. I don't know what is. Well, the folks say, you know, this, they say that. The man of God drives a Rolls Royce, but they're not reaching back out into the neighborhood and what have you. I don't know. I'm not the judge of all of that, and neither are you.
But
one thing I do know, God's going to make it all right.
God's
going to make it all right. Because, you know, we try to judge things. We try to say, oh, well, you know, he shouldn't have done that. He should be giving more to the church. We don't know how much that man is giving. And we don't know why he raised the $1,000 offering. But what we do know is Satan was there trying to start some trouble. I never heard of anything like that before.
I mean, really?
You're talking about some wheat and tares getting into it. But we got to do better than that. You know, Dr. King said, unless we learn how to get together as brethren and love each other, we all going to perish as fools. Are we going to really, truly make allow the devil to make a fool out of us? Come on. Seriously? Huh?
I mean,
yeah. I mean, from some of the things that I saw, I was a little disappointed.
But then I began to look a little closer.
And I began to see some wonderful things, some wonderful, wonderful things that men and women of God has done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord working through them. Men and women of God on this planet has done some wonderful works, those that are alive and dead and gone, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Have done some wonderful things and will continue to do wonderful things. Let's not try to judge each other. None of us made each other. We all do the same things. Let the judgment go. Let that carnality stuff go. We got to let it go. It's not of God. Hallelujah. But what should we focus on then? We should focus on the goodness of God, the grace of God,
the love
of God. We should focus on that. We have to let this contentious stuff go. You know, this crab in the bucket mentality?
Syndrome. We got to let that go.
You see your brother being elevated or exalted or whatever, be happy for him. And when your turn comes, somebody's going to be happy for you. Your turn is coming.
You know,
jealousy and envy, that's of the devil. That is not God.
Hallelujah.
We have to let that go.
Because God is love.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. It's something. 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 John 4 are the love chapters. They are the foundational chapters of the Word of God. The entire Word of God is written around these two chapters because God is love. God is love. And we say, yeah, well, God is a God of judgment too. Yeah, well, he is a God of judgment. But all of it stems out of love. Even his judgment stems out of his love. And you know, every gift that God gives through the Holy Spirit, every gift that God gives us, they cannot operate unless they're operating out of love. It's essential for you to have love for God first, with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and love for your neighbor as yourself. If you don't have that, your gift's not going to operate like they're supposed to operate. Come on now. Who we fooling? We sure ain't fooling God. Trying to fool ourselves, but we can't even fool ourselves. Come on. Why? Because we're too much like God. We're too much like him to even fool our own selves. So come on, get up off of that. Hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at verse 4. It says, love suffered long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. I know we're not running around here thinking evil of each other. I know we're not doing that. Look at this. It says, love envieth not. We're not envious of each other, are we? Vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. You know, there's another scripture about being puffed up. You know, and it simply says that 1 Corinthians 8, verse 1, it says, knowledge puffeth up, but charity or love builds up, it edifies. Isn't that something? We get a little knowledge, you know, we get a little knowledge of the word. Sometimes it's secular knowledge. You know, we got a few little degrees or whatever. We get bold and puffed up about this and that and the other. But those of us who have gotten closer to the Lord, no matter how much knowledge we have, no matter how gifted we are, how anointed we are, the law of kindness is in our tongues. Because it's the law of kindness that's going to build your brother and your sister up. Not the scolding.
Not the hollering.
Ooh, I was bad with that at one time. Ooh, man. Listen, I was always a brother that would not bother you. I wasn't the envious and the jealous kind. You know, so I thought I was all of it, you know. I was happy for whoever was advancing.
God is a
witness, he'll tell you. And I wouldn't bother you. But if you come in my face with some stuff,
man,
it was like nitroglycerin being poured on dynamite. It was going to be an explosion. And I thought that was right. I thought that was all right, because I used to always read about how the right hand of God was terrible. I thought I was his right hand, so I was supposed to be terrible. You know, a lot of us have misconceptions about the word of God. But no, God didn't want me to be terrible. He didn't need me to be terrible for him. Yeah, I used to call myself, what's that word, defending the word of God, defending Jesus. All on the job, they'd be all on me. This and that and other, and I'm standing up. No, it was my job to defend Jesus, you know. I was his defense attorney.
You know, the enemy
will kick your behind to the middle of the moon if you're not careful, excuse the prerogative. And so a lot, I was up against a whole lot. And a lot of times, it's because of our own misunderstanding or whatever. But God said, vengeance is mine. God said, vengeance is mine. Matthew, verse 24 and 12. says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
You know, that shows me
that the word of God is that much more truer. Okay? Because, you know, some of us are concerned about, you know, how the church, they're not showing up in numbers like they used to, and they're not giving the way they used to, and da-da-da-da. But I'm not concerned about that. Why? Because God knew all these things. Because God, being eternal, knows the beginning from the end. Hallelujah. So I'm not concerned about who's not going to church, who done backslid, who ain't giving no money. I'm not concerned about that. My eyes is on the prize. And I tell you, the prize is the Lord Jesus Christ, who's there from the beginning, there at the end, who had no beginning and have no end. Glory to God. I'm talking about Christ, the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Lord had a, you know, situation because he took up on flesh and entered and stepped into time. But he created time. Hallelujah.
But Christ
lives outside of time.
Glory to God.
So this book tells us that the love of many would wax cold. If you don't believe me, look at it for yourself. Matthew 24, verse 12. Verse 13 says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Matthew
24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Well, what is iniquity? The definition of iniquity is a gross injustice,
wickedness, a wicked act or thing.
The quality of being unfair or evil, you know? Like, you know, an example, the police placing unfair charges on blacks and do not charge whites who do the same things, that's iniquity. And we who are listening all over this country and all over the world, African Americans here in America have experienced that, okay? And God sees the iniquity, okay? Don't think it's going to go unpunished, all right? Don't think you've ever got away with anything, okay?
You even
know in your own heart one day you're going to have to pay. If you want to keep up that facade, go right ahead, because God will sanction your way all the way to you know where, but he don't want you to go there. I didn't say, oh, Brother Willie said you're going to die and go to hell. No, Brother Willie didn't say you're going to die and go to hell. Because it's my job to pull you out of the very fire so you won't have to go to hell. It's my job to point you to the Holy One of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach,
who died on that cross
so you won't have to go to hell. Did you know that the Bible says that hell was not made for man? But it was made for the devil and his angels, his fallen angels. Huh? It's not the will of God for you to go to hell. But if you want to take the attitude of the devil and try to make God out of a liar when he done told you he sent his son to be the savior of the world, and you're going to say, well, I don't believe that. Well, God is going to have to judge your unbelief because now you tried to make him out of a liar. And anybody that try to make my father out of a liar, you will end up in hell. I can tell you that. Okay? So, yeah, don't think that preaching this gospel is easy. Because, you know, you not only have to walk the walk, you have to talk the talk. And I know a lot of y'all probably thought, oh, what happened to Brother Willie? Because, you know, I started off in the 80s. I got saved in 1981, and I was on fire for, like, the first 14 years, right? And then here came the testing. Here come the ex-wife. Oh, God. Woo! Wasn't that nice, my brothers and sisters?
Okay. But it was something that everybody's situation is different. And it was something that I had to walk through, that I had to go through. But guess what? In my heart of hearts, my mind was always on Jesus. Glory to God. Well, is that totally true? Hold on, because I remember some times where I had backslid. I don't know. I could tell you this. I know I always loved Jesus, even though I was backslid. I could tell you that. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was inside of me. Well, I'm back. Hallelujah. And everybody needs to know that the dove of love is here. Hallelujah. The devil's not going to steal my joy. Because one of my daily prayers is that, Lord, make my joy full. Do you know the joy of the Lord is your strength? You lose your joy and you lose your focus on the Lord, you're in trouble. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You know what? I don't trust people that's all sad and messed up, because I know they ain't been in the presence of God. What you all sad and what you all sad for? So you must not be believing what God is saying, because if you did believe it, you would have some joy, honey. You're not going to tell me by being in the presence of God that your joy is not going to be elevated, yeah. That you're not going to experience pleasures, hallelujah, being in God's presence. Glory to God. So if I see the sad face all dreary down and all sad, oh, Lord, have mercy, I know you ain't been in the presence of God. Okay? So I'll pray for you, but don't get that spirit too close to me, okay? Because I'm going to keep my joy by the grace of God. I've been praying too long for my joy to be full. I'm just telling you like it is. Remember, this is uncensored. We're not watering down nothing here. Hallelujah. Some of the preachers won't tell you the truth because they think you won't give. Right? Well, you know, if you don't give from your heart and you don't sow in good ground, then we don't want your money. I know I don't. If that money is not given in the right spirit, don't sow into my ministry, because I don't want to see you blessed. Not like that. But you know who I want to see blessed? Cheerful givers. Those who understand and they're sowing into good ground. Those who understand that you can't be God's given, no matter how you try. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll give you an opportunity to sow into my ministry. Glory to God. Evangelist W.L. Davis at Care Ministries, 2501 Centennial Drive, Arlington, Texas. 76011. Hallelujah. But you know, the police place unfair charges on blacks, because I'm thinking about my brothers and my sisters in the penitentiary. We're about 18% of the population in this country, maybe. And the jails comprise of 80 to 85% blacks and Hispanics. I ain't forgetting about your brown brothers, even though look like y'all forget about us, but that's okay. God hasn't forgot about us. I think when Christ was going up that Calvary's Hill, I think it was a black man that helped tote his cross up there with him, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. God made all of us. He's no respecter of persons, and he's not prejudiced. Hallelujah.
You don't care what
race or what ethnic group you are. Hallelujah. When you do the right thing by him, he's going to bless your life tremendously. Glory to God. We didn't have all that racism stuff going around in this world until that slavery thing started, that cruel iniquity of slavery. That evil travesty of justice. Okay? But I'm not even trying to judge that. Because if the Lord allowed us to come over into this country,
Was it for such a time as this?
Was our people
is there worshiping idols and witch doctors and all this kind of stuff? Was that going on? Did our people turn away from the Most High God who they knew?
Come on, now, y'all.
Somebody said it's a cause and an effect. It's a reason for the season, too. Glory to God. Y'all don't want me to get it started. Most
awesome
of us
word,
have
Daddy.
No idea the suffering a man and a woman of God goes through in order to break through the veil. Apostle, evangelist, y'all know about it. Y'all out there in California, y'all know about it. Hallelujah. I got one brother out there in California, Brother Ray. I got to say hi to you. I got to give you a shout out. Because I don't know if you know me or not, Brother Ray. But after tonight, you probably will. Hallelujah. Quality of being unfair or evil. That's iniquity. Gross injustice. That's iniquity. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Who thou shalt endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So you see, God knew that the love of many was going to wax cold. So that don't bother me. I'm still on the winning team. And last time I checked,
you are
too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But yes, we go through a lot in life. You know, we go through a whole lot. But it only shows me that the Lord knows everything that we were going to go through. And if he wasn't right there with us, I'm talking about through some traumatic times, we wouldn't be alone today. But we are. He must have something for us to do. I mean, boy, when that enemy see you got a heart after God, he coming after you. So just get ready.
And don't be
afraid. Because God got you. He got your back. As long as we walk, you know, the tightrope, so to speak, or the straight and narrow, there's not very much he'd be able to do to us. It's when we veer off to the left or to the right is when he
gives us all kinds of
problems.
You know? But God
is able to protect us from any attack, any situation,
anything
we're going through. And trust me,
I've been there,
was in church for years and years and years, giving and giving and giving and getting beat up on the job and persecuted and talked about. And guess what? That pales in comparison what the Lord Jesus Christ went through for us. Do you know this is a man who kept
how many
Mosaic laws?
My God. Too many to count.
Kept every one of them, didn't break one of them.
Because then he would have
sinned. And one sin before God is enough to give you eternal damnation. Did you know that? Let's just say you was born righteous, right? And it did nothing wrong.
Nothing until you were
30 years old. Then one day you looked one way to the left, to the right. No cars were coming.
No cars were coming?
North, south, east, or west. But the street light said, don't walk. And you walked on across the street because you know no cars was coming. You had a good look, a clean look. Wasn't nothing coming.
Well, you did walk.
Do you know that's enough to get you to
before the eyes of a holy,
righteous God? That's enough to get you condemned to hell? Did you know that? So we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Somebody had to pay the price.
All I can say, Lord, is
what a man. And, you know, I used to think that because he was the Son of God, that he didn't have some of the trials and the temptations that we had. That's not true. He was a man. It was more important that he came as the Son of Man than it was the Son of God. Why? Because he came to show man what he could overcome. Hallelujah. He was the Son of Man. He was all man, and he was all God. Yes, indeed. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, you have done all things well. Hallelujah. We behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, that sin of unbelief. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Glory to God. Continue to draw us, Lord God. Continue to keep us, Father God. Continue to use us in your service, Lord God. Continue to overturn the enemy counsel against us, Lord God. Continue to prosper our way, Father God. Continue, hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue to open our understanding, Father God, so we won't be so judgmental of each other, Lord God, like we made each other, like we know all about each other. You've seen one little strip of a man's life, just one little piece of his life, and you didn't like what he did, so now all of a sudden he's this and he's that and he's that. But you don't know what he did 17 years or for 23 years. You don't know none of that. And you don't know what he's going to do in the next 20 years. You don't know none of that because you're not God. So why are you trying to judge your brother after you've been knowing him for 2 weeks? What is your problem? So let's love one another, you know. Because, yes, God is a God of love, and everything that he does it out of love. Even when he talks a little coarse, you know what I mean? It sounds a little rough, you know what I mean, when I ask a question like that. But that's out of love. Out of love for you. Wake up. Out of love for you. That's out of love. That's from the Lord. That's his concern for you and me. Hallelujah. So don't feel like love is all marshmallows. No, because God is a God of love. He's a God of judgment as well. It's going to be a judgment, people. And you don't want to be on the wrong side of the judgment. I know I don't. Lord, have mercy on my soul, Lord. Have mercy on my soul. Hallelujah. And for all those that want mercy, have mercy on their souls too, Father God. And those that do iniquity and evil, I'm asking you, Father God, to forgive them. Know not what they do. Glory to God. Give us the heart for more love, Lord God. I need more of your love. I need more of your grace. Thank you for so much mercy. Thank you for so much mercy, Lord God, and long suffering. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. And I still need that, but I need more love, more grace, more understanding, more anointing, more strength, more power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Use us in your service. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
I want to turn it back over to Pastor Prevost at this time. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God, hallelujah, for Evangelist Willie Davis on tonight. We thank God for that word that he delivered from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Love, grace, mercy, forgiveness. These are all things that God showed us. So we have to show these things hallelujah, to other people as well. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and we got to stop judging and condemning people. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, on tonight, we thank God, hallelujah. Let me do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight for the man of God. Lord, we thank you for the word that you put in the man of God's belly on tonight. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you put in us to walk that word out, that we can talk the talk and walk the walk, Lord. And we thank you on tonight. We praise your name, Lord. Pour back into the man of God the virtue that he has poured out onto us tonight. And Lord, continue to shape him, continue to mold him into the man that you want him to be. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for Evangelist Davis, hallelujah, Wings of a Dove Ministry. At this time, we want to open up the line for testimonies and prayer requests at this time. Praise God. If there be one on tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, or perhaps you have a comment for the man of God tonight, hallelujah, we want to open up the line at this time. Will there be one on tonight?
Praise God. Praise God for the word of God coming forth tonight. Amen. We do need to love one another. We do need to look after one another. We do need to stop judging one another because we don't want to be judged ourselves. So thank God for the word and the man of God bringing forth the word. And I've been blessed from the word of God. And so anytime the word comes, I know it accomplished what it was sent to do. So I just praise God tonight for me and the only lady, she says. And we just give praise to God for you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for Bishop Page being on the line tonight. Praise God. We thank God for his comments on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on the line on tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen, Evangelist Maxine. How you doing?
I be blessed, man of God. How are you?
Oh, blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed in Jesus' name.
And hello to everybody, and God bless each and every one of everybody that's on the line. I'm always on, but I just don't say nothing. But I was just blessed by the word from the man. Pardon me.
I say, I know. I know you be on the line.
I was blessed by the word that came forth because, you know, God is the God of love, but many of us get it twisted, you know. We think because the Bible say God is love, that, you know, we didn't meet any further. God is the God of anger, God of wrath, God of judgment, God of vengeance. And nobody knows what God has in store for nobody. We don't even know what he has in store for us if he don't reveal it to us. He said his ways and his thoughts is high above the heavens. So I just thank God and praise God for his word on today, for the power of his word. And I thank God and I praise God. You know, he said he's a God of design. He's a God of design. And there are things that we go through that God designed. So when I think about David the other Sunday when I went to speak at this church, that's what he gave me, that, you know, I'm a God of design. I'm a God of purpose. I'm a God of destiny and God of predestination. And I'm the master architect. And the blueprint is already laid out for each and every one of you all, which you're going to go through here on this earth, and you have no say in the matter. So, you know, we always looking at other people being judgmental and critical when we don't have a clue, you know, what God is doing. You know, if the Spirit don't reveal it to you. So we ought to be praying for people and, you know, encouraging them, you know, because storms is coming, tests is coming, and, you know, it's important that we pass the test when they come. And when the storm is raging, that we weather the storm, that we not fall by the wayside. And in all things give thanksgiving and praise, God said, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So, you know, we need to learn to, you know, just pray for people and to be there to encourage them, to edify them, to build them up. And God said, esteem others more highly than yourself. So, but we always like to, you know, think that we know and pointing a finger, but then, you know, when the tables are turned, then it's a whole new ball game. So, but I just thank God for the word, and majority of us, we can't forgive, we can't release, we can't let go. We want to harbor garbage, built and whatever in us forever. You know, that's why many of us are sick and afflicted, have all kind of infirmities and things going on in our bodies because we choose not to forgive and to release and let go of things. And, you know, just as God forgave us, so who are we to harbor anything in us against anybody or hold anything against anybody? You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever might believe in him should have everlasting life. And, you know, so I thank God and praise God. He said, you know, he called us his friend, his friend. He laid down his life for his friend. So, you know, we need to wake up and smother coffee. So I just thank God and praise God, you know, when I think about the goodness of him, my soul just say hallelujah. And that my God is a God of design. My God, nothing is by chance or accident. Everything he said is for a reason, purpose and destiny, purpose and destiny. So to God be the glory, and I'm sorry for talking so long. Be blessed.
Amen, amen, praise God. And trust me, you can't never talk too much on the night line, praise God.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we thank God for your comments on tonight. Praise God. Indeed, everything is by design. Hallelujah. Nothing is by coincidence. Nothing is an accident. Those are words I believe that the devil created. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To throw us off the back.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Can
praise
I,
God.
Can I say
like,
one more thing?
Like we said, purpose.
Can I
not
say
by
one
accident.
More thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I want to say, you know, that's where it's important that we spend time with God, communing and fellowshipping with him, being in his presence, in that intimate place, in that quiet place, in that place having relationship with him, in that intimate, sometimes just sitting still, being quiet, or just lying on your face. You know, like me, I can just sit down on my couch, and he'll download the entire message to me. So, you know, he said, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. And when we get in his presence, he manifests his glory. So what better place to be than in the presence of God? And then that message that he gave me the other week to share, and he gave me this, was so profound and so awesome to me, which I already knew. But when the Holy Spirit is downloading and giving you a prophetic revelation of some of his word, you know, it's just so breathtaking. So as I was sitting there, and he said to me, he said, you're in the book. You're in the book. You're in one of the books, in this book. He said, you can find yourself
Amen.
In this book. And then when
Amen.
I went to the church and shared the message, and then I forgot to share that, and the Holy Spirit reminded me, you need to go tell them what I gave you. They're in the book. And if you don't get in the book, you need to get in the book. You can find yourself in a book, in this book. You might can find yourself in two or three or three or four or four or five of these books, in this book. He said, but get in the book and find yourself in the book. And I said, yeah, I'm in a whole bunch of these books. And it was Women's Day, but I said, well, God didn't give me no message for women. He gave me a message for everybody because everybody can glean from this message. And I said, so get in the book and find yourself in the book. I found myself in many of these books years ago. So
I like that.
Get in the book. Find yourself in the book. Amen.
I like that. I like that.
That was awesome.
I like
in
that.
The book.
I like that.
And we are in the book. He said everything that he put in that book is for us to know if he did it for David, if he did it for Joseph, if he did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if he did it for Daniel, if he did it for Deborah and Barak, if he did it for Ruth and Naomi, if he did it for the woman with the issue of blood, he'll do it for us. So
Hallelujah.
That's why he say we're in the book. Whatever he allowed and
book.
Designed for us to go through, we can find ourselves in the book, or in a book, in the book, or in two or three or four or five books, in the book.
In the Amen. Book. I like that.
Up.
I like that. Praise God. I like
Hallelujah.
That. I like that.
That was powerful
like
to me. That was so powerful.
Hey,
when he spoke
yeah,
that
I
him.
Like that. I like that. That's it. You're
yes.
in the book.
You're in the
Amen.
Book.
In the book.
I designed you to be in the book.
In the book. We
in
all come
book.
From the book. We
yes.
came from the book.
Yes.
Yes. We came from the Word. We came from the Word. And
yes.
We live by the Word. And that's
yes.
what the faith is, because you're in the book.
Yes.
I like it when Jesus said,
yes.
if you want to know who I am, go search the law and the prophets. And you'll
amen.
See
amen.
Who they was talking
yes.
back about this, back there.
Yeah.
And so thank God that we can go back and look and see who they're talking about. Amen.
Yes.
Whatever we are experiencing in life, go back in the book and look.
Yes.
And that's the same experience someone else is having. You're having that same experience
yeah.
in life today. And so you're in the book.
And it's in the book for you to know that that person endured this, and I delivered them out of it, and I
yeah.
will deliver you. Because he said,
yeah.
It's by faith, not by sight. And we walk by faith from Genesis to Revelation. And he said, faith yeah. is simply knowing. Like that woman with the issue of blood, when she heard about Jesus, she didn't know him. I won't even dare to say she was a Christian, because we don't know. The Bible doesn't say that. But she heard about him. She knew of him. And when
yeah.
she heard about him, she wasn't supposed to be in the crowd, because she was supposed to be walking saying, unclean, unclean, unclean.
Yeah.
But she
yeah.
Crept through the crowd, and she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. And he said, faith is simply knowing. And many of us say we have faith. When the storms come, we cannot weather the storm. And because he said you have to be worded up, girded up, and prayed it up, you have to be grounded, rooted, and anchored in the word. You got to be like that tree that's planted by the rivers of living water, steadfast and unmovable,
yeah.
always abounding in him, in the things of God. And then,
yeah.
you know, that tree is planted. So when that tree is planted, if it's not bearing fruit, it's good for nothing but to be tossed into the fire, he says. But if the tree is bearing fruit, he has to prune it and purge it that it will bear much fruit. So we want to
yeah.
bear much fruit, do we not?
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, yes. You can cut the tree down, but if you don't get to the roots, it'll spring
yeah.
right back up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Oh,
but thank God. Thank God. Thank God for that. He said that, Brother Pastor Prevost. I was thinking on that myself tonight. I said, you know, if you know, Jesus spoke to the tree and the tree dried up by the roots.
Yeah, the fig tree.
And I said, if they had, he could have cut the tree down, but as long as the tree had roots, it was going to spring back up. But he cursed the tree
uh-huh.
that it died all the way to the root. So a lot
yeah.
of our problems keep bouncing back because we haven't got to the root of it.
Because we're not grounded, rooted, and anchored. We need to be grounded,
yeah.
rooted, and anchored in
yeah.
in God, in the things of God, in his word. Renew our mind and be like David, a man after God's own heart and the apple of God's eye. You know, even though we know when all these things, this transition took place, it was behind when he committed murder, because God, and God is so awesome. He said David was a shepherd boy, he was a worshiper, he was a warrior, and he was a whoremonger, he was a fornicator, he was an adulterer, but he said David was an apple of my eye. David was a man after God's own heart. And David, you know, he had a repenting heart. After God sent the prophet to him, and he knew that he couldn't cover up his mess no more, and exposed him for who he was and what he was, as if he took a gun and shot Uriah himself and killed him. Then he became a man after God's own heart. That's how he wrote Psalm 51, because he had a repenting heart. And, you know, God honored that, you know, because, you know, he came to the realization, I cannot hide what I do. My God is sober. My God is all-knowing. My God saw what I did. He sent the man of God to me to tell me about my mess. So many of us are so ignorant, we think we can hide things from God. But we have to just come naked and transparent to God, pouring out our hearts from the depths of our soul, you know, confessing, repenting. I confess and repent things I don't even know of. I've done it or it's in me. I just go to God naked, repenting, repenting, confessing. You Lord, here am I, Papa. Whatever's in me, if I did such and such and such, I need to be delivered. I want to be delivered, you know. if I sinned and did whatever, whatever, but we tend to try to hide. We can't hide nothing from God. Nothing. So let's be like David, man after God's own heart, just pouring out from the depths of our soul. Hey, I'm shutting up. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to get off the phone. I feel like I can't shut up. Oh, my cup is overflowing.
Enjoying it, sister. Enjoying it. Enjoying
my cup is overflowing.
Enjoying it.
I'm always moved by the word of God. Always.
Amen.
And I thank God I can get on Pastor Prevost's line and he don't mind me sharing and pouring out. I pray God bless him beyond what he can imagine, because it's not often I say anything on anybody's line. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God for you too, praise God, Evangelist Maxine, praise God. We thank God for everything God is doing in your life and in your ministry also. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that. Amen. We always encourage, if God put a word on your heart, share that word. Hallelujah. Share that word. Get that word.
Sometimes, Pastor Prevo, my cup be so overflowing, I can't share nothing because I'm going and on. You probably have to tell me to shut up and get off your land. My cup is always overflowing. Sometimes I'm listening. The Holy Spirit be downloading so much to me to say. And I said, no, I know I can't say it. You know I can't say that. You know I can't get on there and say that. I say, because they'll probably tell me, you need to shut up. But, you know, most of what I always share when I get on a prayer line or anyone is always divine manna straight from heaven that God downloads to me concerning the word that he give me to minister. But he gives me, he would download the entire message to me. And that's what I share. It's always manna straight from heaven.
Amen.
I believe that's one of the meanings of you must be born again. One scripture says you must be born from above. One
Amen.
Translation from above.
Amen.
And like you said, I use that term also. Download.
Yes. Download.
Again, getting a re-download.
Yeah,
praise God.
Yeah. Yeah, people laugh at me when I use that term, but I don't care.
Praise God. They always going to laugh at what they don't understand.
No, they don't.
Praise
they don't.
They laughed at Jesus when Jesus said, that child ain't dead. She's asleep.
Right.
Hey, she's
right.
Asleep. he must
right.
Don't know she dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he had to put them out. He said, y'all, you know what? Y'all step out the room. Y'all doing a little bit too much sniffing and giggling over there for me. Y'all get out the room and let me do what I do. And I'm going to see if y'all laughing when I open this door back up and you see this child with living and talking. I'm going to see if you're going to be laughing then. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for Maxine on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for Evangelist Davis on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, everybody else who called in and tuned in, praise God, hallelujah, the word, hallelujah, praise God, amen, is something that we cannot, let me put it like this, we can't put a limit on God,
amen,
hallelujah, we can't put a limit on, the Bible says, praise God, the prophet has to be subject to the prophet, hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me put it like this. If I'm preaching, hallelujah, praise God, but God feels like he got something more important to say than what I'm saying.
Amen.
Praise God. If he you, hallelujah, that means that I have to choose, for lack of a better word, to shut up. Hallelujah. Speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe a lot of us got it twisted. We want our personal respect. You know that I'm talking, I'm preaching, I'm doing
Amen.
This, I'm doing. First of all, if you doing it, it's a problem.
Amen.
Praise God. The Holy Spirit should be doing it through you. You shouldn't be doing anything in a vessel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I remember maybe about 3 years ago, we was on another line and somebody came on with a word and the person that was supposed to preach that night was so mad, hallelujah,
wow,
as if they say they word after this person got through saying they word. Hallelujah,
wow,
praise God. But see, God, that's what God does. God cut in and say, somebody need to hear this message. Praise,
yeah,
God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
The message you was going to bring ain't the message I wanted you to bring, so I gotta. Yeah, thank you, First Lady. I got to cut it off and make a public announcement. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we all, like we always say, we always encourage everybody on the line. Hallelujah. Amen. Once we open for comments and prayer, once the line is open, hallelujah, the line is open. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever the Lord has put on your heart to share, share it. Praise God. And I like that also, what you just said, Evangelist Maxine, hallelujah. You in the book.
You're in the book.
Praise God. Somebody, everybody can find themselves in that book.
Book.
Praise God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
I don't know who this is for. Hallelujah. Somebody out there listening, praise God. When you were saying it, you were in the book. You were in the book.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The Lord took me to Jacob. Jacob, Lee, hallelujah, and Rachel. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we always, the Lord was telling me, he was downloading while you were talking.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He was telling me, praise God, we always look at Jacob and how Jacob felt like he was cheated because he wanted one woman and woke up with another woman that he didn't want. Praise,
amen,
God. We always look at Jacob, but we never look at the woman.
Yes.
We never look at Lee. Praise God. Hallelujah. We never look at the fact that somebody out there is Lee. Somebody out there, he's sleeping with you, but he don't,
amen,
want you. He wants somebody else. Praise,
amen,
God. Because when I looked at the story, I said, well, if he didn't want Lee, watch this. Y'all listen to me. If Jacob did not want Lee, why do he got so many kids by this woman? Praise God. Hallelujah. That tells me that Rachel was his sport coat. That's the woman you take out and you show out. You show off. You take her out to eat. Hey, everybody, this is my beautiful wife, Rachel. Look at her. Ain't she pretty? Ain't she beautiful? Da 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 da. But it's something Lee doing. I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can. Hallelujah. It's something Lee doing, keep you going in Lee's bedroom, because I can understand that first child. Praise God. But she kept popping out children, and if you didn't want them, why you keep going back to us? And it's somebody, some woman out there tonight just listening. It might be some man out there listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. The person don't want you, but they keep coming back to you because they like the things that you do for them or do to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody out there is in that book some kind of way, somewhere. And somebody out there is Lee tonight. Lay, however you say her name.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Somebody out there feels used and abused. If you don't want me, why you keep knocking on my door?
Amen.
Praise God. If you don't want me, why you keep, some man out there, if you don't want me, why you keep asking me for my credit card? Hallelujah. Praise God. You keep swiping and you buying stuff, but you don't want me. Praise God. But you want what I can do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want her. You don't want to take her out nowhere. You don't want to show her off. You keep telling people, I'm not messing with her. I don't even like her like that. That ain't even my type of woman. But you show, keep creeping. Hallelujah. Praise God. Late night into that woman's bedroom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Night. Hallelujah. Everybody. What'd you say? Amen. First, thank you for good point, First Lady. That's how some of us do God. Hallelujah. Because he ain't attracted to everybody. You know, you can't go out. Everybody don't want to hear you. Oh, they start calling your names. Oh, you a Bible thumper. All you do is quote scriptures. It don't take all that to praise God. And every time I ask you a question, you want to tell me something Jesus said because it ain't attractive. So some of us hide the fact that we in love with God. We love what God do for us. We love that he's a deliverer. We love that he's a savior. But when I go around my friends, Oh, Lord, have mercy. When I go around my friends, I don't too much let my friends know, hey, I'm a follower of God. I'm a Christian. I used to call them undercover Christians. You know, you say sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit, but you acting like you were. Praise God, hallelujah. Acting as if, hallelujah, you don't go to church. You don't sing in the choir every Sunday. Praise God, hallelujah. I used to say it all the time. You ever work with somebody? Or you've known somebody 10, 15, even 5 years. You've known them a good length of time and then come to find out they're a deacon in the church. What? You go to church? Wait a minute. You a pastor? What? You singing of God? I never knew this. Well, how come I never knew this about you? Because you've been hiding. Praise God. You've been sneaking to church every Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Some of us don't go to church, but we'll send our tithe. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We'll send our tithes, praise God, because we want God to know, hey, I ain't forgot about you, but I can't stop by today because I don't want nobody to know that, hallelujah, I'm saved and I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. People done died. We done went to their funeral and found out they were saved. What? They were saved. Praise God. I never even heard them mention God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ashamed of God, but we love him. Hallelujah. But you ashamed of him at the same time. Don't want nobody to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. That you saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't get people to start, you know, coughing noise to you. Hallelujah. Oh, you saved now. You know how when you get married and your exes say, oh, you got to be on your good behavior now because your husband now, wife now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, you saved now. Ain't coming to the club with us no more.
Baby, girl, baby.
Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess you ain't coming to the club with us no more. I guess you ain't going out to drink with us no more. If you scared, you know how they try to intimidate you. Hallelujah. Use that peer pressure. All right, if you scared it, well, if your wife ain't going to get mad at you, I guess you could come, you know, stuff like that. Praise God, hallelujah. 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 But we got to love God regardless.
Amen.
Praise God. You can't be ashamed of God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he said in his word, if you deny me before man, I'm going to deny you before my father. Now, you ain't got to open your mouth. And when they say, are you a Christian? And you said, no. Nah, that's not exactly. He mean it like that. But he also mean, praise God, that you're walking around acting like you not saved. Praise God. That's denying Jesus. Acting like you not saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's denying what God has done for you in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Taking all the credit. Some of us take all the credit for everything God done did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We call them people devils. Praise God, because that's what the devil did. The devil started taking credit. Hallelujah, for what God had done. He wanted all the credit, all the glory, all the fame. He wanted it to himself. Hallelujah, praise God. And his name changed from Lucifer to Satan, to the devil, to Beelzebub. Hallelujah, the evil one, the enemy. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't want to be on that list. Hallelujah. It's a list that's the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, and all our names are on that list, but there's another list. Hallelujah. You don't want your name on that list because God don't even read the names on that list. Praise God. When he talk about you, I was talking about this other night, when he talk about you on that list, he just say it was a certain man.
Huh.
Hallelujah. A certain woman. Hallelujah. They names ain't worth mentioning because their names ain't in my book. Hallelujah. Their names in another book. Hallelujah. I don't even read that book. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know everything they did, but I'm not going to say their names. Their names ain't even worth missing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want my name on that list. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know that list that says, I never knew you. Now depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want my name on that list. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight for everything that has transpired on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who called in, who has tuned in. The line is still open at this time. Do we have any more comments, any more prayer requests? Hallelujah. Or any more testimonies at this time? The line is still open. Praise God.
Yes, this is Evangelist Davis again. Hello?
Amen.
Hello. Praise God. Praise God. I was listening in. I want to thank God for Evangelist Maxine. I want to thank God for Pastor Paige, Pastor Andre. Bless God. I'm reminded of last night we had such a wonderful service. Pastor Andre brought the word of God to us last night. And like Evangelist Maxine was saying about her name being in the book, name being in the book, praise God. And Pastor Andre preached last night about the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man and Lazarus. Notice, Lazarus was so poor, he was begging for the crumbs that dropped from the rich man's table. The dogs came around and licked his sores. Called Lazarus by name. Lazarus ended up waking up in Abraham's bosom in the heavenly place. Hallelujah. God called his name. God said, just like Pastor Andre mentioned just a few minutes ago, God said it was a certain rich man who lived sumptuously every day. He wore purple and fine linen. No doubt he lived in a palace, wouldn't give Lazarus one crumb. Hallelujah. But God never called that rich man by his name. He never called that rich man by his name, because that man's name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But Lazarus' name was sure written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, yes. Those of us who are children of God, children of the King, our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for the evangelist.
Can't hear you.
Hey, man, can you hear me now?
Little bit better, not much.
Hey, amen. I'm sorry about that. We be having technical difficulties sometimes. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Evangelist Davis on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for the word that he brought earlier tonight on love. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to love one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can get our name in that book. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God tonight for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in. We have had a blessed time.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm
on the 30 West. True. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen, and we will be back online tomorrow night, praise God, with a chosen generation fellowship of churches headed up by Apostle Thomas, praise God, hallelujah, and we will be rebroadcasting their Monday night service, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and I believe their head apostle was the speaker, hallelujah, praise God, I believe it's called Consumed with Fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we encourage everybody to call in tomorrow night. Everybody who tuned in tonight, we encourage you to tune in tomorrow night. Praise God. And be blessed. Hallelujah. With a word from the Lord. Chosen Generation will be doing the first hour. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I haven't decided what we're going to do with the second hour yet. Praise God. We're probably going to open up the line just like we did tonight. Hallelujah, for testimonies, prayer requests, and comments, and let the Spirit move and just let the Spirit flow as it may. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. And I just thank God for everybody who called in, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah. If anybody, amen, out there listening in radio land, if you want to sow a seed into this ministry, praise God, hallelujah. We encourage you to do so. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Simply because it's part of worship, hallelujah. It's part of the principles,
Hallelujah, is part of the commandments of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap. Now, I can use that verse about sin all day. And I can tell you how you sow sin, you're going to get sin. If you sow a lie, you're going to get a lie. If you sow adultery, you're going to get adultery. If you sow stealing, you're going to get stealing. Praise God. But just like it goes for the bad, it also goes for the good. If you don't sow nothing good, oh, Lord, hallelujah. Why you were sitting there waiting, I hope this is my season. This is my season for favor. This is my season, hallelujah, for the anointing to fall. This is my season for abundance. This is my season for a harvest. Wait a minute, God say, wait a minute, be quiet, set up. How you expect to reap a harvest if you ain't sold nothing?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I knew that they was going to have a problem with that one, Lord. I knew it. Hallelujah, praise God. But you got to sow something to get something. I just can't look at the ground and expect the orange tree to pop up out the ground if I ain't put an orange seed in the ground. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to put a seed in the ground. Hallelujah, in order, amen, to reap that harvest. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So we encourage everybody out there, if you choose, we encourage you to sow, hallelujah, if you tithe, hallelujah, praise God. We encourage you to tithe into your local church, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But if you want to send a donation, if you just want to sow into the ministry, praise God, you can go to our link online at paypal.me/ The Anointed Truth. Or you can send checks or money orders to Care Church Incorporated, INC, P.O. Box 183-483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. Once again, that's paypal.me/ The Anointed Truth. Or send checks or money orders to Care Church, INC, P.O. Box 183-483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you wish to sow, hallelujah, into any of the speakers or any of the ministries that you hear come on Care Broadcast Radio Network, for instance, tonight you heard Evangelist W.L. Davis go forth with the word of God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is put a notation on your check or money order. Put a notation, hallelujah, on the PayPal website that this is for W.L. Davis or whoever, hallelujah, you wish to send it to, praise God. And we will make sure that those funds get to where they need to go. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. I've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, praise God, and I'm sure you have too, praise God, hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and close out tonight with a word of prayer.
Just say a prayer for me.
Lord, we just want to thank you tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the word that you put in the man of God's belly tonight that he spilled out onto us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we even thank you for your trials and your tribulations. We even thank you for your chastisement, Lord. Hallelujah. Because when you chastise us, we know that you love us. Hallelujah. We know that you just want to keep us on the straight and narrow. Hallelujah. We know that one day you just want us to be with you, and you want to look at us and say, well done, my good and my faithful servant. And Lord, we thank you for it on tonight. We thank you for loving us before we loved ourselves. We thank you for loving us more than we love ourselves, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just ask, Lord, that the word that you delivered tonight resonate in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls. And Lord, give us that faith to walk this word out on an everyday basis, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, we love you and we worship you. We adore you, Lord. And Lord, we appreciate you for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Pray. God. Everybody go with God. And don't forget to say your prayer. Just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Don't forget they got the Fellowship of Unity in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So call in with Pastor Ray. Praise God. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we have a chosen generation of churches will be on the line. Praise God. With their Monday night service, with their very own Apostle York. Hallelujah. Delivering a message consumed with fire. Hallelujah on tonight. So we just thank God for everything God is doing. We will see y'all next time on CARE Broadcast Radio Network. Hallelujah. This is Elder Prevost. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all later.
Be blessed.